Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Adirondack Film Festival in Glens Falls, New York, is the only film festival in the country operated by a prominent professional theater company, namely the Adirondack Theater Festival. The film festival features panel discussions, exciting special events, and more than 100 film screenings, all taking place on 6 screens in downtown Glens Falls. Sharing its slogan with the Adirondack Theater Festival, the leading professional theater in the Capital Region dedicated to new plays, the Adirondack Film Festival is a place where audiences can always expect to see something new. This year's festival runs October 17th through the 20th. That's this Thursday through the weekend. Festival Director Chad Rabinowitz and Programming Director Jessica Lewandowski join us now with a preview. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Lewandowski's easier to say than Rabinowitz.
I know how to say it by now, though.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, you just get tripped up sometimes.
Me too.
All right. So let's talk about the festival, and I guess we'll go sort of chronologically just to start. Tell us about your kickoff event on Thursday.
Sure. So we're starting with Pretenders. I always want to say The.
I know. The Pretenders. Yeah. Right. That's a band. Yeah. Pretenders is the film.
Yeah. Both good. Pretenders, I'm sure everyone in Albany knows by now. It was shot entirely in the Capital Region. It's the new James Franco film. Just from watching the trailer, immediately you see the Palace Theater.
It's on the poster, even.
It's on the poster. Yeah. It's like in the first 3 seconds of the trailer. It's in the beginning of the film. It's used throughout. Our Thursday slot is designed to showcase a locally shot film. Last year we had Radium Girls, which is a huge hit for us, and was all shot in the Glens Falls and Lake George area. And now this was a perfect fit because it was shot right here.
And the first night of the festival is the one movie and a party.
Yeah.
Always a filmmaker favorite.
Tell us, yeah. What's special about the party?
Oh, what's not special about a party? There's a lot of free food.
It's exclusive to our VIPs and our filmmakers. So it's the night we can really say, thank you, filmmakers, for taking the time to come up. And, you know, we give them a toast and everyone gets to know each other. It's really cool.
Yeah, and I think the special thing about this is we have nearly 200 filmmakers and guest artists coming in for this.
Many.
So when you see the films, yeah,
that
it's
is a
so
lot.
That's many.
A lot.
And we house all of them. So they're all coming into the hotels locally. But that's what makes it different than staying on your couch and watching a Netflix film, because it's like being on that couch, but next to the people who made the film or who are in the film. So you get a whole different experience, and you can also not only watch it with them, but now you get to party with them. You can buy them a drink. You can have some of the free food together and just enjoy throughout the weekend, because there's parties every night and there's films every second of every day.
Do the filmmakers introduce their films or do Q&As after?
Do they introduce?
Yes, they do. So we do things a little different because we love movies, but our schedule is very tight very packed. So we don't do Q&As. So you don't have to sit through the uncomfortable Q&A at the end of the film. But we do
they are quite uncomfortable.
We find that our filmmakers do better when they introduce their films and they're like, okay, you can meet me at the bar. If you have any questions, this is what I look like. Come find me. It's really cool.
Because we want Q&As. We just want to encourage them to be one-on-one, because that's where you have the real interesting discussions, not the canned questions of what happens with this film next.
Or when people stand up and they say, it's not really a question, it's a comment.
Of course. Of course. Or there's the audience ambassador. I just want to thank you on behalf of the Capital Region for coming here today. It's like, this was worth everyone's time.
So we want to be the catalyst for discussions, but we want you to have those personally because the filmmakers are there with you. So go buy them a drink.
So tell us about some of the films. We can't possibly mention all
of them. No, we're staying here until we get through them all, Sarah.
Oh, well. There's number one. Bump Midday Magazine.
There's 135 of them.
Plus, because we just booked Jojo's Rabbit.
Right. Yeah. Jojo Rabbit by Taika Waititi.
I was trying to get that film since January. And then they said no. They said yes. And then they contacted us, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And said, can we put this film in your fest? And we were like, yes.
So that's the closing night film. A very highly anticipated movie with an incredible cast and just one of my favorite filmmakers, Taika Waititi.
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows is like one of my favorite movies ever.
It's so good.
Good.
So that's the closing night film on Sunday.
Yes.
So Jojo Rabbit.
Well, 2 p.m., not night.
Oh, okay. Closing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the end of the fest. Yeah,
right.
It's our closer. That's the first year we've done a closing film, so that's cool.
Because you do on Sunday Best of Fest programming.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that works.
We have a voting open all weekend, and our audience chooses what they enjoy the most. We tally it up. Oh my gosh, like you should see us backstage.
We're like, I can only imagine. It seems like a pretty quick turnaround.
So we tally it up, and then our award show is tons of fun because the filmmakers are all, it's like coveted stuff. They all want these awards because then that helps kick them onto a higher platform.
And we don't have a jury. Our audience, just by coming, you're the one who gets to vote on the favorites, who gets the awards, and then you choose what ends up happening on Sunday afternoon.
So on Saturday night late, the staff has to figure out the timing to put these highest voted films in the schedule.
We're prepared.
Okay. Yeah. We've got a model to
it's
follow.
It's like a plug-in thing.
Yeah, so we're ready to go. And because we had the awards ready, and then it's going to be at the Park Theater. We again have more food and drinks, and we celebrate them, and then we go from there to another party. After that, at Downtown Social, there's just a lot of parties. The films are an excuse for the parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So quickly, all 135 films, name them.
No, just mention a few.
Well, I've got my favorites. I've got.
What are your favorites? I don't know what your favorites are.
Good Feels on Wheels. It's like if Harry Met Sally was about a weed dealer and a computer programmer. It's really cool. And the characters that are on screen are people that have normal bodies, normal faces, like no lip fillers, it's really nice to see lots of like sarcasm in it. Favorite short would probably be The Pact, which is about
The Pact is
a
so
death
good.
Doula, which it's is something so I would love for people to talk more about. It's getting a little more popular in American culture. It's a New Zealand film, really great.
I've never been more moved by a short film. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 10 minutes and it's staggeringly good.
Yes.
Is it scripted or doc?
That's scripted.
Scripted short. Okay.
Yeah. New Zealand filmmaker. It's just beautiful. And I mean, we have this really cool documentary called A Blue Sky Like No Other, which is it's the firsthand account from a 9/11 survivor. He was in Tower 2, it's just really moving. I'm from Chicago, and so, it really moved me.
And I like the comedy, so we do all of our shorts in blocks, so there's everything from crazy, sexy, cute comedy, laugh therapy, all the way to sci-fi categories, Tomorrowish Land, Computer Love, to the Let's Deal with Something Real dramas A Shot in the Dark. Oh, and then documentaries. There's one short that's just called Wham! About it's just 3 minutes long about people walking into each other. I love it so hard.
It's like I'm an actual meet cute, but
exactly.
Like head bump meet cute.
It's the head bump meet cute. Mm-hmm. But that's what's great is that you can instantly look at this schedule and figure out what's your genre? What are the things you like? Oh, I want to go see something about that's as dark as The Pact would be, or I want to go see something that's educational, or I want to see a flat out comedy about people running into each other. You get to make those decisions and figure out what fits you.
Yeah.
There's also a panel on Saturday, a stunt panel.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited about panel. That. So we've done a comedy panel every year. And the last year...
We did a writing panel one year.
Oh, yeah. But it was like all comedy stuff, comedy writing. And so last year we were like, what should we do a little different? And we thought, okay, stunts. Like no one knows how stunt people work. And Chad got 3 stunt women and 1 stunt dude.
Stunt dude.
right. Which makes me happy because I really don't know any. I can't think of one besides like Zoe Bell.
Right.
I can't think of any stunt women. And so I'm excited. I'm very excited for that panel.
Me too. I mean, but these are the people who are like, they're the literal superheroes. I mean, they're the ones doing, we've got people who are from the upcoming Wonder Woman film, Avengers, all the way to like Orange is the New Black.
Russian Doll, all the stunts that were in Russian Doll. I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, right?
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Is there a moderator to facilitate questioning, or do the 4 stunt people bounce off each other?
Oh, God. Imagine?
Not literally.
That's
their specialty.
Right. They can do
that.
They know how to do it safely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Timothy Cooper has been our moderator each year. He's a filmmaker who actually won in our very first year. Short film won Best Comedy. And we thought he was funny enough or interesting enough to always host our
We're like developing a big family of filmmakers, which is I work for a couple other film festivals, but this one has the most reach of people really connecting with each other. And like, we have filmmakers that met year one that they're showing films they made together this year.
Great.
So that's really cool. And so, you know, we're one big family.
It feels like a big win to have people connect at your thing and then
it makes
come
the hard
back
work
to you.
It makes the hard work worth it because you feel like you're contributing.
You also have a couple VR films.
That's my favorite thing.
Technology.
He is like dragging me along with this VR because I'm like pure film. Mm-hmm. Film is the way, but he's winning me over, especially this year that he's got Colin Farrell narrating a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put on some headset for Colin Farrell.
It's an animated feature, looks like, called Gloomy Eyes.
Called Gloomy Eyes, mm-hmm. Yeah. It has this Nightmare Before Christmas vibe.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And it's a film that happens all around you. It's 8 minutes long, and it very cleverly maps out this world as you kind of follow the story along, and you feel like you're, I don't know, this godlike creature kind of overseeing and being able to poke your head into it. It's won every single VR award. It's the one that's making the rounds we are so lucky to get. And then to add on to that, we're doing something called the Plank Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that's going to be so ridiculously fun. Because here's the idea. You put on the headset and it will look like there's this elevator in front of you at the bottom of a skyscraper. You walk in, you press the button, you go up 80 stories high, doors open, and there's just a plank, and you have to walk out on the plank.
What if you don't? Then you're not having an experience.
That's just you get
you
to
have
choose.
An elevator
experience. That's part of it. So one of her coworkers did it, and she rode it all the way up. Ding, doors open. She goes, nope. Presses the button. Ding, back down. Another one of her coworkers, it opened up, and she's, no. I just had to edit myself words that she was actually going to say.
I appreciate that.
And she got on the ground and started crawling on the plank.
Oh,
that'll
now,
be
keep
me.
In mind, there is nothing there. You're on the ground. And about half the people can do it, half can't. And I for one, I do not like heights. But
it's like height therapy.
Yeah, it really is. It's this thing where you feel... yeah, because your brain can't sort of wrap around the fact that it's not real because it's all your senses.
If you're whole.
But if you can logically try to push your way through it, and it's pretty cool. And then some people are like, whatever.
Right.
I'll dance out here.
Yeah.
It's what I like about film festivals, because you can have this experience that you can't mm-hmm. have anywhere else. And that's the whole reason to get out the door. And that's just like being able to share the experience with filmmakers, to get and meet and greet them, to see 135 films you can't see anywhere else. That's the VR adds to that. The stunt panel adds to this whole encompassing thing that you can just, for a small price, spend a weekend doing. Come on.
Builds a sense of community that we all need right now. Like, laughing and crying in a room with other people is really therapeutic.
Logistically speaking, back to the VR for just a minute, how does the scheduling for that work? It is an individual headset that people have to put on their faces. So how many do you have, or do people sign up?
Our managing director, Jess Reed, put together a beautiful scheduling app so it can all be done from your phone. You just pick a spot.
Yep, and so there's you just schedule it ahead of time. There's 6 different VR units, so we just schedule people in and out. It's about a 20-minute total experience.
They clean them between each one.
Oh yeah, no, it's safety first.
Yes,
because we disinfect every single one every time.
Yes, good.
It's as simple as that. You need to have a VIP pass to be able to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get a VIP pass, you're doing it the wrong way. You might as well go see everything.
Yeah, it's really the best value.
We have just a couple more minutes, and we've only mentioned maybe like 6 out of 135
films. I'm telling you, we're here all day. Let's do this.
But let's talk about a few more in the minutes we do have.
Do you know who Maeve Higgins is? She's an Irish comedian. She has a podcast. Anyway, check her out, Maeve in America. Her and Will Forte put together this like Ghostbusters meets like The Exorcist, maybe?
Yeah, it's good.
And it's the funniest film ever.
I love it. Yeah. I love it so much.
That one is, that's showing twice, yes?
Yes, that's showing twice. yeah, I mean, Greener Grass is showing twice.
What's Greener Grass?
That's, okay, so Jocelyn DeBoer, and she directed this film that was a short film to start, so they did like a concept. Then the studios thought, okay, this is just weird enough. It might work. It's like Stepford Wives. I kind of imagine it as like one long SNL skit. It's very much like commentary on like Keeping Up with the Joneses. It's so strange. It's like David Lynch like goes to the supermarket. It's very strange.
I think Variety described it as the best SNL film that SNL never made.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's not an SNL sketch, right. But it's just so absurdly funny.
Yes.
I love, there's a film, a documentary called Loving Vincent, The Impossible Dream, which 2 years ago we showed a film called Loving Vincent, which is the first film made out of entirely by oil paintings.
Yeah,
65,000
each painting.
Stunning.
Yeah, and it was so cool because in our second year, all of a sudden, we got this film that was a regional premiere for us that then got Academy Award nominated and won Best Feature Film from our audience. And now if you watch the international trailer that's going around for this documentary, it has our laurels on it.
Yes.
It says Adirondack Film Festival Best Feature Film. So they're
that's
bragging
cool.
about being at our festival, winning. So now we're showing this documentary, of course.
Yes.
So that's cool. Peanut Butter Falcon
is another
headliner. That's just
I love how film names with no context just sound like
a
word jump.
Yes.
That's why you got to go to adkfilmfestival.org and
course,
you can watch trailers for 135. You can spend every day this week just watching trailers so that you get ready for the weekend.
Yeah, so you can get a little taste of what, and like he said, the blocks are in categories. So if you're into sci-fi, which I mean, sci-fi block is a new one to us this year. Very excited about it because it's like one of my favorite genres. We've got music videos this year, which is cool. That like it's a wide range. We've got rap videos all the way to like musical comedy. This short called Still Shaving After All These Beers. Another word jumble. So we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, so for me, it's like the fun of the film festival is looking at the schedule and trying to figure out what you're going to do when. And everyone has a different tactic. Some people make Excel spreadsheets. Some people just circle different things. Some people will go down the rabbit hole of watching all the trailers nonstop. And what I like about a festival this large is that you often say there's something for everyone, but there's not something for everyone. There's 25 things for
25
everyone.
25 things for
so
everyone.
So your job is to find... You're 25, and that's half the experience.
The Adirondack Film Festival takes place in Glens Falls, New York, October 17th through the 20th. To learn more, adkfilmfestival.org, and that link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Chad and Jessica, thank you for being here. Have a great festival.
Thank you. See you there.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.